a history in Adventism about this particular vision of Daniel that is relevant to understand. There are controversies about this last vision of Daniel. There are heresies, fanaticisms within Adventism that are based upon this last vision of Daniel, or based upon a misunderstanding of this last vision of Daniel. And I believe there are truths in understanding these last three chapters that are not fully recognized by God's people, that are designed by God to help finish the work when they are understood correctly. This is the introduction to this study, and I intend to do it differently than I usually present the studies that we present. I'm going to do the introduction in a very just straightforward manner without giving references or backups for the points that I'm making. I intend to defend, establish, and identify these points as the study progresses, but I want to set forth some of these themes here in the first study to introduce them to those of you that might not have been confronted with them before, and we'll touch on these as we go through these three chapters in a very systematic fashion in the following studies. For me, the last three chapters of Daniel's book is not simply the climax or conclusion. In many ways, it is the a foundation for the book of Daniel. Now, I know that's backwards to say that the climax or conclusion is the foundation, but there are many prophetic truths that are established in this last vision of Daniel that, although either inferred or briefly set forth earlier in Daniel, it's in these chapters where they're really brought into clear focus and established from how I see it. And I'd like to start in chapter 10, follow along if you would, and just give an overview of what seems important from my understanding, and as we continue on in our studies, we will attempt to demonstrate why they're important by a defense from the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. But I've struggled with how to proceed through this study. There's just so many items that need to be addressed, and of course in your first presentation you want to identify what those items are, but to take time